Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Embody. Another podcast for you guys previewing an SMU position group. This time we get started with the defensive line. We previewed the quarterbacks on Monday. If you didn't check that out, please go ahead and do that. And now we move over to the defensive side of the ball and, you know, the deepest position to preview. And so a lot to get to because this defensive line could go a lot of different ways. Just in general, you do have a core group of starters and I think solid contributors for this group, but you also have some wild cards, whether it be new additions, freshmen, or players that have been around a minute and might benefit from a scheme change. So a lot to cover on this one. But first, I do want to let you guys know, we mentioned it last week on the podcast, but we are excited to announce our football season kickoff event, the first one since we've been at On3, obviously. And I'm happy to announce that On the Pony Express has partnered with Heart Waste Removal, SMU-owned and locally operated, to bring you this kickoff event. We're going to do it at Barley House on August 10th from 6 to 8 p.m. Be sure to come through. We'll have a few kegs reserved for us to drink on and talk a little SMU football, talk a little basketball if you want, talk a little recruiting. Whatever you guys want to talk about, we'll be there to chat it up as a big part of as a big thanks to Heart Waste Removal. You can check them out at heartwasteremoval.com. You can, of course, leave your Rick Hart jokes for those of you who don't like Rick alone, but Heart Waste Removal has brought us this SMU football season kickoff event. They bring you guys whatever you need as far as your dumpster rentals, family-owned business by a former SMU player and alumni, four different sizes of roll-off dumpsters for any size projects from a large multifamily build-down to a garage cleanup. They've got seven trucks servicing over 300 dumpsters in the entire Dallas area. Be sure to check them out, heartwasteremoval.com. Again, SMU owned and operated. They've been doing it since 1999. Big, big thanks to Heart Waste Removal for putting this together. I'm excited. This is our first get-together, official get-together since pre-COVID. We used to do cigar nights. We used to do a little happy hour. We're excited to do this. August 10th at Barley House, 6 to 8 p.m., right there next to SMU. Of course, fall camp will be in full swing at that point. So again, we're excited. Heart Waste Removal, bringing you guys a few kegs and partnering with us on the Pony Express to bring you this season kickoff event. So be sure to put it on your calendar. Bring your significant other. Bring an SMU fan. Bring a non-subscriber. And let's talk a little football. Hopefully we can get some subscribers out of it. Hopefully Heart Waste Removal get some new clients. And just we all have a good time chatting about SMU football. So really excited about that. We'll be obviously pubbing it on the board and on the podcast as you guys get closer and things like that. So be sure to put it on your calendar. Excited to announce that. But now, enough of that. My first ad read, I think, in a long, long time. Excited to talk a little bit about this defensive line that is, I think, one of the keys to this season for SMU. We can talk about how the secondary was leaky in 2021, but I think if this defense is really going to turn around, getting the most out of this defensive line group is going to be what can bring SMU over the top defensively. If you get some pass rush, it can help the secondary. If you get some push in the middle to disrupt the run game and to put pressure on the quarterback, it's a win. It's a win in so many ways. It sets up your entire defense to have success if you get, you know, a push up front. So let's break this down. And we've been doing this series now 2 days on theponyexpress.com, previewing these position groups, the latest being the defensive line. And we're just breaking it down. Very simple. Going by the starters, who's in the mix to play, a little freshman focus, some notes on all of these guys that we've gotten over the course of the summer and also just from watching them in spring and what we expect from them in 2022. So projecting the starters for this group is a little tricky because SMU is going to more of a four-down look under Scott Simons. We're seeing a little bit of some some movement as far as the outside guys. So who's going to rush the passer, or are they going to bring in a true hand in the dirt type player, depending on the down and distance? That'll be what we're kind of watching for, and we won't really exactly know until we get a fresh look at this defense entering fall camp. Because, you know, even at the end of spring, we heard Devere Levelston. One, that's your first starter. Devere Levelston, he's somebody that's going to be in the middle of this SMU defense. The goal was for him to bulk up and to play a bigger role on the inside alongside Elijah Chapman. They both talked about it with us. And Devere, if you look at him, oozing with NFL potential, just athletically, physically. And I think this year is going to be his breakout year. He's actually gotten a little bit of draft buzz already from people who watch a lot of film and break it down on Twitter and things like that. So I'm excited to see Devere. Next to him, Elijah Chapman at that nose tackle position. He was just named to the Nagurski and Outland Trophy watch list, which is impressive. He's one of the strongest guys on the team. He's quietly put together a really good career. He's not the tallest guy by any means, and that might hamper him a little bit in terms of NFL upside, but he is a really, really good football player. I think Elijah Chapman working with Calvin Thibodeau is just a really, really big key to a successful run for him. And then on the outside, this is, again, kind of where it gets tricky as far as the starter goes. Nelson Paul is somebody who made a big name for himself in the spring coming off the edge. If he can stay healthy, I think he's got the chance to nail down one of the starting spots as a true pass rusher. And this is where, again, does he just come off the edge? Does he stay at that defensive end spot and come off the edge? Or do they bring somebody that might be a little bit more hand in the dirt? And it kind of goes hand in hand with Gary Wiley, who's our other projected defensive end starter. But he's going to be in that kind of outside linebacker role, being a little bit more of a drop-in coverage guy along with Turner Cox. Gary Wiley was there in the spring. Turner Cox missed the spring. So that's why, really we're going with Gary Wiley as that other starter. And you could see a little bit of, some shakeup there, right? You've got guys like Junior Aho, David Abiara, Mike Sanjo, Njiki, Terrence Newman. Those are all true, hand in the dirt guys, not to mention some players that could come around like Stone Eby, Braylon Jackson, Jaden Jones. Those guys could factor in. And what does that look like as far as who they're going to plug in as a, hand in the dirt versus stand up edge or drop in coverage type player? That's going to be interesting to me. I think one of the big things that I learned, at least about Scott Simon's defense, is how he loves to bring pressure in one way or show one look. And then completely flip it on you and bring it from the other side and have different guys drop. So that's kind of some of the ways he's able to create some confusion. And to do that, you've got to have guys that can drop. You've got to have guys that can still come off the ball and rush the pass or stop the run. So those personnel groupings are going to be interesting to see come together. But those are the four guys that I mentioned that are probably the keys as far as, putting a starting group together, at least in my mind so far. Jalen Samuels is a freaky athlete, was still very raw when he came to SMU last year, has now put on some weight. I think after the spring, people raved about him. They rave about his motor. If he puts it together as far as technique and knowing where to be and all those things, he could carve an even bigger role out for him than I already think he will. This year, he is just somebody that could play behind Devere Levelston in the middle, theoretically. He's also somebody that could play a stand-up edge role or truly be a hand-in-the-dirt defensive end. And I think to start, that's probably where you're going to see him, hand-in-the-dirt type of player. He might not be just thick enough yet to be in the middle where Devere is, he does have the athleticism to move around and make things happen. So Turner Cox, if he's healthy from that shoulder injury that he's recovered from now for fall camp, he's going to be a factor. He's played a lot of football. He's given SMU a lot. And when he's on the field, they're a better defense. So if he's coming off and you're exchanging Gary Wiley for him, or if you're exchanging, Nelson Paul in certain situations, That's a good thing. That's a good trio of guys that can kind of, you know, play a little bit off the ball and also, you know, hold their own at the line of scrimmage. So Terrence Newman, another veteran who has hung around on this defensive line. And, you know, Elijah Chapman's definitely overtaken him as a starter, which makes a lot of sense. But I've heard some good things about what Newman's doing this summer and what he's been able to put together. He just really seems like a really solid rotational guy. You know what you're going to get from him. It's not usually a game breaker type of performance, but he is there. He's a plug in the middle. He can occupy two offensive linemen with his size. So Terrence Newman will once again be in the mix. But Mike Sanjo Njiki is out of junior college, an addition that was kind of late in the process. And they really have been raving about him behind closed doors. So I'm interested to see him in camp, what he can bring in to the table. He's kind of another plug. So will he factor in over Terrence Newman or, you know, even, you know, who knows, push Elijah Chapman? But I think he's more of a backup role for sure coming into this first year at the FBS level. He only played, I believe, 1 year of junior college ball and played really well. He was a full qualifier. He was just kind of under the radar. And so he comes over to SMU from down the road and is now on campus. Junior Aho is kind of a wild card here. You know, we've seen the physical traits and athleticism that he brings to the table, and it's beyond impressive in that respect. But he has to put together the technique. He has to put together what they're teaching as far as scheme, and he has to play with a little bit more football smart. I mean, just one kind of note on him, you know, watching this spring. I mean, he even kind of popped one of the quarterbacks at one point, and he got, you know, obviously lit up by the coaching staff for that. But that's just one of the things that he has to, you know, continue to watch. You got to be a smart football player. That's something that Scott Simons really prioritizes, and certainly Calvin Thibodeau will as well. You know, he's one of the most experienced defensive line coaches, quite honestly, in the country. Has a long history of you know, players playing really well for him, and he's not going to take, you know, mental errors. And so one thing you could see there is David Abiara hitting campus, the Texas transfer, who really looks the part, looks like somebody that can play behind DeVere or play in that hand-in-the-dirt defensive end spot that we've kind of talked about. Physically looks the part. Wasn't able to really see the field at Texas, but he is somebody that they have raved about athletically and physically so far since he's been on campus. So those are some of the names that I really feel are in the mix right now. You know, Darren Brown's a veteran that had a good spring, so maybe he turns the corner and can factor in a little bit more. Stone Eby kind of was an in and out of the portal type of guy, returned to have a really good spring. Will Stephon Wright somehow turn the corner? He's still listed on the roster after some recent updates that included Warren Walls and Bobby Duncan not being on the roster anymore. So if he's still there, what does that mean? What will he look like? Can Braylon Jackson factor in as a freshman? He looked the part physically. And then you have, you know, guys like Jaden Jones and Travion Smith in their second years, I believe. Can they put it all together and factor in? So as far as the freshmen, SMU welcomed a trio of freshmen to campus, Isaiah Smith, Trey Fite, and Dylan Frazier. Three, I think, guys that down the line, I mean, we could be seeing these guys factor in as starters. You look at Trey, very long, athletic. Same with Isaiah Smith, super, super athletic. Probably is built out a little bit more frame-wise than Trey. I could see Isaiah Smith growing into a DeVere Leveleston type where he has the the ability to really put it all together and be somebody that's versatile along the defensive line. Again, it's kind of one of those things. He's got to figure it out. He's still a little bit of a kind of just raw in a sense, but physically he has it and he has the athleticism you want. And then Dylan Frazier, I actually saw him in the spring and there were a few of us standing near each other and we were all wondering which former player that was coming back on campus. So physically he looks like, kind of a cross between Margus Hunt, but shorter, and then Justin Lawler, if that makes sense. So kind of a shorter version of those two guys. I don't know if he's going to pan out as those two guys certainly did. But, you know, we like what we saw from him, a basketball player who is, you know, physically looks the part, already looks, I mean, quite honestly, 6'5", 280. So if you're walking in like that, he's got a chance to maybe make a name for himself early on as a freshman. But, you know, in a kind of a good depth situation, I would think he's going to be a reserve type, but physically looks the part. So don't count him out. I was, you know, very impressed with what he looked like physically. So that's kind of the rundown on this group. I think for SMU, if they get the type of play they think they can out of this defensive line, that just tees this defense up to be in a really good position, at least starting out. You know, you can find out who your best corners are. You can find the right fits at safety. You know, linebacker with Jimmy Phillips and Isaac Slade Matutia, especially kind of holding down those spots. Will we see this defensive line kind of carry this unit, allow those guys to make plays, allow the secondary to maybe not have to cover as long? You know, that's a big difference between a three down and a four down front. You're going to usually bring another player off the edge and not play as much to the run. So I think the defensive line has plenty of talent. You look up at it up and down the classes, and you can see the future's bright. You can also see the present looks bright. They've got to put it all together. But I'm really excited to see what this group looks like. I think it's one where once we get to fall camp and we see them out there on the field, we're going to say, okay, all right, that has changed since the spring. Devere is inside. This player is outside. This player has moved here. But what we do know is we do know the kind of the core of Devere Levelston, Elijah Chapman, Nelson Paul, Gary Wiley, Turner Cox, Jalen Samuels, Terrence Newman. Those are kind of the guys that, at least in my mind, I know are going to be there, and they're going to show up, and they're the likely contributors for this team in 2022. So that is your preview of the defensive line. Wanted to knock that one out. Sorry for the long ad read, quote-unquote ad read, to start, but we're really excited about that event on August 10th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Barley House. Thanks to Heart Waste Removal, we'll be having that, the season kickoff event at Barley House with On the Pony Express. So if you're a subscriber, come on out. If you're not a subscriber, come out. Hopefully we can get you guys to subscribe after you meet us, and hopefully you give Heart Waste Removal a look for all your dumpster needs if you're in the DFW area. So appreciate you guys listening to this edition of the podcast. Check out the full preview of the SMU defensive line on theponyexpress.com. We appreciate all you guys that read, subscribe, follow us on the site and on the podcast. So we'll be back tomorrow. We'll look at the running backs for SMU, a group with plenty of intrigue. So be sure to check out that podcast on Wednesday, and we'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening.